Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Reclaim Podcast. I feel spicy today and I want to invite you into my brain and my thought process around something very interesting. The greatest barrier to achieving your full health potential. It's you. Hey guys, welcome here. My name is Leah Van Dolder. I am a registered dietitian, mindset mentor, and motivational speaker. I'm wildly passionate about helping high-achieving women just like you level up your health, your energy, and your confidence so you can feel good in your skin, take more risks, and live a life that just lights you up. I am totally known for my no BS and practical approach to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle, and I'm the queen at helping you become your own best hype woman versus your own worst enemy. Bottom line, this show is for you if you want to be the chick that gets out of your own way and knows how to confidently navigate through that discomfort of growth so you can take consistent action and be the healthiest, most vibrant, and most powerful version of yourself. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And check out my show notes to learn more about working with me. There's an application link there, or you can check out my website at leahvandolder.com. I was thinking about a personal experience last night around chocolate-covered raisins that I really want to share with you. And I want to give you some practical insight and some tips, and honestly, just open up a little bit more about how my mindset and my relationship has changed with food over time and how I help you and my clients transform their relationship with food as well. So let's get right into this. So last night I said to my husband after dinner, I'm like, oh, I feel like something sweet. So we walked to the grocery store and we bought some chocolate raisins and we got home and it was like 9 o'clock. I get in bed, we watched a show on Netflix and I totally went to town on that bag of chocolate covered raisins. And I know I'm a raisin gal over almonds, it's weird, but yeah, I just like chocolate covered raisins better. And I absolutely was eating them mindlessly. You know, it was 10 o'clock by the time I was like really into my show and my brain just wasn't thinking anymore. I wasn't paying attention. It was total autopilot, hand to mouth motion, chocolate raisins just going down the hatch. And then I looked down, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this bag is half gone. And like, I tuned into my body, I'm like, ooh, yeah, like my stomach doesn't feel so good either. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because A, like I'm human. Yes, I have these experiences too, but I wanted to share this story because I woke up this morning and the emotional space and the mindset space that I was in this morning is drastically different than it would have been, say, 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I would have woken up in the morning and being like, oh my gosh, Leah, like how could you? You ate all these chocolate raisins, unbelievable, and feel so guilty. A lot of blame around that. And then feeling like and thinking that it would be a good idea for me to skimp out on my nutrition or like, you know, push back on my breakfast or just wait until lunch. So basically in that, we'll call it loosely, like the binge and restrict cycle. That's where I used to be. This morning, I woke up and it was honestly just this non-thing. It's like, yeah, okay, I overate chocolate raisins last night. Didn't feel so great. Have a bit of a sugar hangover this morning. It's like, okay, all right. So being aware of my behavior, how I physically felt this morning from it, and just being like, cool, carry on. It happened last night. Forgive yourself. Get right back into your normal swing of things. Let's go. New day. So had my 1 liter of water filled up by 8 a.m., had my protein-rich shake with a bunch of blueberries and banana in there and some Greek yogurt and some protein powder and a little bit of flax on top. But that behavior is drastically different. Like what I did today was drastically different than the headspace and the behaviors that I was stuck in years ago. I'm telling you this story because things can change. And I also wanted to share this story to highlight you might be doing the wrong work when it comes to your health and your weight loss goals. What do I mean by that? Well, you're doing the wrong work if you experience or when you experience an overeating event, then you wake up in the morning, you're feeling guilty and you're blaming yourself and you're ticked off with yourself. And the work, the quote unquote work that you're doing is, you know, restricting the next day in order to like compensate or like balance out the overindulgence. Girl, you're doing the wrong type of work. That type of work, you know, you're wasting so much energy, time, and effort. You're doing the wrong type of work. You're trying to, like, you're doing outer work. Like, you're doing the busy work versus doing the inner, like, actual transformative work, the right kind of work that's going to get you to a place where you have an overeating experience, but you wake up the next day and it's just like a total non-thing. Like, can you even imagine how much headspace and freedom and like just how amazing that would feel? Like, that's so much weight off of your shoulders. You wake up in the morning and you just think like, okay, yep. That didn't feel so great last night, but like new day, let's carry on. Let's like nourish my body. Let's have a great day. Like just a recalibrate, pressing the recalibrate button. This is the stuff that I'm really good at helping you get through. And if you are like, I'm just going to tell it to you straight. If you're in a program, if you're in a health and your weight and a weight loss program and the program does not address the psychology behind what you're doing, if the program does not address the emotions, the thoughts, the beliefs, your relationship with food, then you are missing out on something so key and crucial to long-lasting change in your life. I find it so fascinating that even in my career, I never seemed to be in teams with other dietitians. I always was surrounded by psychologists, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, and I know that wasn't a coincidence. I fell in love with the brain change side of things. I love being surrounded and hearing about the psychology and behaviors and like all the connections between our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our beliefs, and learning how to become wildly aware of our own tendencies and how to kind of like unravel, but also rewire your brain and just seeing things differently. Because the truth is, the chocolate raisins or the pizza or the chips, whatever it is, they're not the, like, that's not the thing that's screwing you over in terms of achieving your full health potential. Those aren't the things that messed up your progress. You, your mindset, that's screwing your progress. And that was one of the most groundbreaking things. You know, those little emojis with like the brain, you know, like brain explosion. Like that was one of the game-changing, mind-blowing things that I learned. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm working on the wrong things. If here I am overeating and then trying to compensate and restrict, like that's not moving the needle forward in any way. Just going to be stuck in this not so great space full of guilt and blame. And to be honest with you, it just wasn't an enjoyable place to be. But now, living in this world with more forgiveness and self-love and doing the actual real game-changing work of becoming wildly aware of my own tendencies and really challenging what I thought to be true, That's the game changer stuff. And I wanted to give you a takeaway tip for today. And before I do, if you're digging this episode and just this podcast in general, take a sec, go rate 5-star and review. And it can be something like new, best, whatever podcast, something quick. It really helps the growth of this podcast and helps with the production of these every single week. So thank you for that gift. Okay. So one thing that has really helped me over the years and something that I teach within the Reclaim Coaching Program are the 3 C's of transformation. And that would be capture, challenge with curiosity, and create a new power thought. And this is the framework that I use within my program to really get into the psychology of food, your health, your weight loss, and helping you totally shift the way that you're thinking and doing. So I wanted to give you an example of this, the capture, the challenge with curiosity, and create a new power thought. So let me give you the example that I used for myself this morning after my overindulgence of chocolate raisins last night. So this morning it was like, it was capturing the thought of like, oh, you know, it's like all these chocolate raisins, you know, it's like, oh, they ruin your progress. It's like, no, the raisins did not ruin my progress. Like, you got to capture that. It's like, capture the thing that you're telling yourself. So it's like, hey, Leah, no, the raisins didn't ruin my progress. That's not true. What is true is my next step is the most impactful here. So instead of me restricting, I'm going to actually press the recalibrate button right now and fuel my body and give my body what it needs. I'm going to appreciate my body instead of trying to restrict and, you know, punish it. So that's a quick and dirty example of capturing a warped thought, just challenging it with curiosity. It's like, wait, like, is this actually true? It's like, no, it's not true that the chocolate raisins or the pizza or the chips, they ruined my progress. That's not true. What's true and what has the most impact is my next step. It's not all or nothing. It's not black and white. You can press the recalibrate button and get right back into those healthy habits. You have the power to do that. And I know I'm just scratching the surface here, but this is the kind of stuff that I do with my clients on a daily basis. And this is the long lasting change that will really support you. And I received a beautiful message yesterday from a client, and I wanted to share because she's like, okay, unexpected takeaways from this whole thing. She's like, you've been able to frame the lessons that I needed to learn in such a way that made them relevant for me. And she said, you've been able to get into the psychology of where I'm at and what I have struggled with for years and helping me break through those roadblocks with tangible and easy to follow lifestyle changes. And she's like, reality is, like, yeah, I haven't lost a ton of weight over the last few months, but she's like, the point is that I've have this profound appreciation for myself, and I am now acknowledging all my small wins and all the progress that I'm making, getting out of that all or nothing mindset. And she said, I am in this for the long haul now. I am in this headspace, and I truly believe in my heart that this is it for me. Like, my weight loss, like, this is happening for good. So she said, it's been amazing to feel so supported in the sustainable, steady approach to making my lifelong changes. So do you feel like, and after having or hearing this conversation, maybe this is a light bulb moment that you've been working on, or you've been doing the wrong work for a long time? You've been wasting your time, your energy, your money, your effort on the outer work, you know, the restricting or the binging and the restricting, and just being stuck in this place of guilt and frustration and this all or nothing space. And that's why you're not achieving your full health potential. You're getting in your own way. Maybe this has scratch the surface to just being a little bit curious or being open to learning more about my coaching style and the Reclaim Coaching Program. And you can reach out to me on Instagram at Leah Van Dolder, or there is a program video there in my show notes. So click the application link in the show notes to learn more and even apply to work with me. You can do that too in the show notes. My purpose here is to help women do the right work, the inner work, really looking at the psychology and doing the brain change that needs to be done in order for you to create a healthy, happy, balanced lifestyle that will serve you today and every single day for the rest of your life. That's what I'm here to do. And I just want to thank you for tuning in, and I thank you for your ears. I just love connecting with you guys. I have so much fun doing these episodes, and it really does feel like I'm just stepping into a room with my fave gal pals. So thanks so much for tuning in. Take a sec to rate 5-star and review, and we will talk to you in the next episode. We'll catch you next week.